Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I wanted Sean to be able to hear that because he took the time to put that together for us. And, you know, it was a reasonable fee that we paid him for that. So, Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Sean, my friend, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate your time.
That guy should be on radio.
And that's exactly why. We keep hearing it over, and it reminds us of you, and we want to get you on the show.
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
He sounds like...
the truth, he really doesn't.
I was going to say, he sounds like a guy that could figure out what's next for Colorado State in the Mountain West Conference. I'm sure you've got it all figured out for us, Sean.
Those were simpler times, weren't they, on that 40-second recording? I look back on that era fondly when the Pac-12 was a thing and CU went to L.A. Now I feel like I've just crossed the Rubicon into Armageddon. Do you ever see the TV show The Umbrella Academy?
I haven't seen it yet. I do have it on the list, though.
It's a way better soundtrack than it is a show, as opposed to The Boys. And I know that's why you called, but bear with me. At some point, there's an alternate timeline deal where he goes into, destroyed Earth, and that's scorched everywhere. And that's kind of what this feels like in the West, a little bit, where it's like there's just rubble everywhere, and I don't know who's alive, and I'm just looking for survivors.
That's a great way to put it, too. And trust me, we'll get a separate podcast for this. I could talk about The Boys all day, every day.
Good.
Yes.
You and me.
Yes.
There we go. I turn people on. You may not love it, but you're not going to turn away.
No, it is a great show, and I want to get into all that at some point. But so, yeah, who would be Homelander in this case when you're looking at the Pac-4? Is that Klievkov? Is that CU? Who is it?
Is Larry Scott,
yes,
Stan Edgar?
Yeah.
Or is he, who is the one? Oh, Maddie Albright?
Yeah.
I think, she ended up badly. We're going to give away spoilers. If we, like, do college football, The Boys comparisons. I mean, someone's got to be Stan Edgar in all this. I don't know that there's maybe Larry Scott's Homelander and that he's a dork.
Yes.
And he thinks he knows what he's doing. And all he's doing is just destroying everything in his path. Maybe Larry Scott is Homelander. But that's giving Larry Scott way too much credit. Although, yeah, the more you think about it, yeah, dumb bleep in a cape flying around, yeah, that could be Larry.
Leave it to us, Sean, to confuse everybody more about conference realignment, to add in a show and then splice those together.
Who's Soldier Boy in this?
Who is? Well, that's a good one. Who is Soldier Boy here?
We just went off the deep end so hard. Everyone just needs to Google this. They'd be like, oh, my God.
These guys are nerds.
From each other. Yeah, I know. Hey, I know football players who love The Boys. Good satire is good satire.
Oh,
it's a comic book show, yes, but the TV version, it's not remotely like the comic book. It's just a good satire on celebrity, period. I know people who know athletes who are like the characters on the show. So, trust us. Yes.
Well, I'm glad I finally finished the... I just never got around to it, and I finished the last season. It was amazing. I'm glad I finished it,
amazing.
So I would
Let's
know what we were talking about.
Hole. Yes. Folks, and don't skip to 3, but 3 is amazing. 3 is the best.
It was so entertaining. I mean,
I watched
crazy episodes.
I watched Disneyland on vacation, the last episode, and the last moment. I'm walking from Disneyland, and I just literally cheered while my wife tried to sleep. I went, oh, my God, what an ending.
It was, you're right.
Oh, no.
The
world is doomed. The world is doomed. This is not good.
And that's how it feels right now, Sean. When
and
you're,
yes, we're in that world.
Yeah,
you know,
that's how it feels.
Bring this back. West Coast football feels like The Boys. Everything is going to hell in a handbasket. We don't know what's going on. And we need a savior. And the heroes are not heroes. And that's the point of the show. And that's kind of where we're at with this, too. Yes, there is a point to this, ladies and gentlemen. And where does CSU go? Boy. We had a long talk about this at Buff's practice this morning. And I'm not sure they go anywhere, and let me explain this in the sense that I'm not convinced that Oregon State and Washington State are coming, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you saw the news just now where And this, it goes back to this. The ACC is vetting Stanford and Cal. Short of a Big Ten or a Big 12 lifeline, I've got to think they would take that. And I've got to think that Oregon State and Washington State would be begging for that, wouldn't they?
You would think so. If that opportunity came out, then it would just make sense. Because, Sean, where I'm so confused...
No, it doesn't make sense.
Well, none of it makes sense, but it would make sense in the world that doesn't make sense.
In a world that doesn't make sense where, again, very much like the boys, where the Big Ten has four big brands from the Pac-12, what's stopped the ACC going, well, let's just take the next four big brands. Like, what have we got to lose, even especially if we lose FSU and Clemson? Let's just do this. It's gotten stupid. Like, we've opened the
Pandora's box. Oh, yeah. It's a video game.
Stupid.
Yeah.
So let's just take these four, and Stanford and Duke can be rivals. Great. Here we go.
It is,
you know,
in geography.
Dumb, but you go, yeah, okay.
Yeah, geography doesn't matter anymore. That doesn't matter. And again, we're all talking about football. I mean, I've been thinking more and more. It's like, what is it going to do for these programs that are going to play multiple games a week with these crazy travel schedules?
Uh-huh.
You know, basketball, volleyball,
uh-huh.
That stuff. It's like we're not thinking of anything other than just the football side and the media deal. It's just, I mean, what's going to happen here? Like, okay, maybe those teams go to the ACC. What's going to happen to the Mountain West? I mean, are we getting to that point? The weird thing we talked about for the last 5-10 years is ultimately you just get to four power conferences, 20 teams each. That is your mini NFL. The rest of you, you're D1A or D1B or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where this Armageddon is going. And I'm not even sure it's 80. I mean, 80 would be a generous number because CU would definitely be in that, and I'm not sure CSU would. I'm not sure it's not 60. You know, I'm not sure it's 4 at 15 or 3 at 20. You know, if that makes sense. Again, none of this makes sense. But I think ultimately, yeah, I think the FBS is already, let's face it, it's already split. I think you're going to have a legitimate, like, financial, some kind of super Premier League break off of this. Ultimately, that's not good for the sport, but no one kissed. When has any of this been good for the sport? Was Oklahoma, Texas going to the SEC good for the sport? No. You know, none of this is good for it. It's about each school saying, how can I make the most money because I lost a bunch of it in 2020, and where can I make that back? Or I've got to pay for this stadium, and how do I make that back? Or I've got to pay off these three coaches who I fired. How do I pay that back? And that's all they care about. None of the rest of this matters. The student-athletes don't matter. The fans don't matter. The history absolutely doesn't matter. You're just going to this. I think where that puts the Rams, to put it more locally, I think, and maybe you're going to follow up with this, so let's jump to that. I think the Mountain West has to backfill as aggressively as they can. And the merger may not be with – I mean, if you could get Oregon State and Wazoo, great. You know, do that. I think you need to jump the AAC at the punch and make sure that you don't get left out at the table to be league number five, if that makes sense.
So Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post. Who could they possibly get? I mean, what's realistic for the Mountain West?
Do you call Tulane?
Yeah.
Do you call Memphis? Do you call – this is the backfill idea. Do you call North Dakota State and say, here you go. That's you're ready. You know, there is a level. There certainly as much of a level as Utah State is.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
To a point that let's make this – assuming the parameters of the playoffs stay remotely the same, I don't think that you're going to see six – highest conference champions remain the plan, but I can't think you're going to have fewer than four conference champions that get auto berths. You might end up with that 5 and 7, you know, 7 at-larges, 4 or 4 champions, 8 at-larges, because they're going to close it off like the NCAA tournament. They throw the group of whatever. If we say group of 5, it'll be a group of like 7. They're going to throw them that bone just for legal purposes because they don't want to break up the NCAA tournament. And in fact, the NCAA basketball tournament and the gajillion dollars of that is like the only thing that's preventing this Premier League thing from happening right now anyway, that break-off. It's like, well, they all say that, and they go, what do we do with the basketball tournament? And there's this long pause of, yeah, God, we like that. That is so, like, it's the one thing in college sports that's sort of broken and not broken, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like the
100%.
One thing they all sides of all dollar figures can agree on, and all power levels. So I think you swing for the fences if you're in the Mountain West. If you're CSU, you certainly, I don't know who's going to call them back from the ACC and the Big 12, but you certainly keep those lines open. I'm not sure that there's a Pac-12 to salvage that way. I know we've written about it and talked about it. I don't know that any more there's going to be, because the more this ACC stuff gets vetted, this stuff all starts to filter from the top down. And from the top down, if you're those four leftovers, you want to preserve what you have, because you financially have to. Like, there's no, it's just about the dollars and cents. And if some league, the first league that throws you anything, it's just why CU left, the first league that throws you anything good, you take it, and then you worry about what the ramifications are later. And yeah, there could be some really dumb ramifications. Just ask any Buff fan about the Pac-12.
Mm.
There can be some things that you don't think about when you buy the house and you spend all that money and go, yeah, I don't know. But ultimately, this is kind of related and sort of not. Did you see that the one of the state offices formally released their budget analysis of public schools in Division I today in Colorado? And that the only programs, I mean, maybe you did see this, mentioned this, you see the only programs since 2013, I believe, in a decade study that have paid for themselves are Buffs football and Buffs men's basketball. That's it.
Wow.
These leagues, CSU needs money. And the only way you're going to do that is to go back to the networks and either as part of something, as a little fish in a bigger pond, and I'm not sure that pond is there, or by being aggressive and not just chasing after whatever Oregon State and Wazoo want to do. I think those are your first choices. But in then getting the next most likely playoff brands that, like what the Big 12 just did, well, not just, but did with Houston and UCF and what have you, and go consolidate more playoff teams, because you need that money. That is indisputable, and that will continue no matter what their releases say and they're proudest about their balanced budgets every year. That's not what the state auditors see. They see something that has been hemorrhaging money for a long time, and you've got to rectify that somehow. But I don't know if you can, if there's a great answer for doing that if the ACC one-ups you, because they get to buy the house first. It's like buying property in Boulder County. If I've got $100 cash and somebody walks in with $500,000, they're going to get the house. And that's it. And there's no discussion. And they say bye. That's kind of what CSU in the Mountain West is dealing with where the ACC is concerned. And I will be fascinated to see where that falls from there, because it's got to start happening quickly on that end. And I'm not sure how much of this is going to go that quickly now, because certainly the way the Mountain West, ironically, has designed those buyouts to keep the league together has actually – ironically, potentially slowed this down, because I'm trying to get some lawyers on the phone, because that's got to be some crazy legalese to get this thing done when you've got a league that has to charge you $34 million to leave it for every member.
Yeah, it's everything you're pointing out there, Sean. It's just absolutely wild. And again, I think the one thing that Rams fans are holding on to, you mentioned it with the playoff situation, where is if now we just have four power four conferences, we just have those four. If the playoff structure stays as it is, you'd still get two other conference champs in there, which would be great for CSU. They would, if they could win their conference, that might just be them. But do they come back to this and say, we've got all these freaking monsters in the SEC, Big 10, Big 12, ACC. Let's do the four champs and let's do the four runner-ups and then let's do four wild cards or whatever.
Yeah, I think, you know, there is logic to them then gaming the system again when the system changes on it. I mean, they're going to preserve. Just a little that it's the best parallel to American college football in that the richest 1% always cover the back. No matter what happens or something goofy, then they game the system again to make sure that never happens again. They make sure that a Boise State does not take their money, because their money is the most precious thing to them, for reasons that kind of go without saying. So, yeah, I would worry that's the next wave of this. But in the meantime, you just got to presume the system will still enable those two other conference champions to get a look of your 4-6. But I think ultimately you still got to build, if your point is revenue, the most attractive TV football confederation that you can, and then go from there. Now, I don't know that North Dakota State is that, but I do know they're good enough to beat some people, so maybe that's where you have to keep an eye on your front door and your back door, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you certainly do, man. It's a wild time, and only us could make those comparisons to the boys and college football. I appreciate you for that, Sean. I respect you for that even more greatly today.
Well, we'll put your show on Vought Plus, and we'll get it out there, and we'll make it work. This is great.
I love it.
We have to apologize to everyone who immediately turned it off, like, oh, my God, they're talking about a comic book show. This is what press boxes are like, ladies and gentlemen, deep down as it goes. But, no, there is – the Armageddon thing is a very apt thing. We're in a crazy time, and I'm going to go to bed with the thought of Larry Scott as Homelander and just laugh my backside off. I think Larry Scott goes to bed with the image of Larry Scott as Homelander.
What did I become?
And that's what keeps him going, and he's very proud of that. No, I don't think he sees what we see. I think he thinks that's a great thing, that he's wearing the flag on his – he's got the flag on his back, and he's ready to go, and he's that guy. He can do anything.
I think that's the best way to describe him, especially with what we've seen, with how this thing has just turned upside down. Sean, my man, great write-up from you. I've been following all your stuff on the conference realignment, on where that puts CSU. So keep up the great work, and we'll look to catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, man. See you.
Sean Keeler, the Denver Post. 38 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.